Welcome back to Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn. We are here at the Mutt Strat at Greenville Tech, and it's almost time. We've got about 15 more minutes till the race starts, or I guess it's a run walk. So there's a lot of dogs. It's a strut. That's right. So we're going to answer some reader questions, some emails that we've had sent to us. And the first one is from Bob. Bob wants to know, isn't it bad to put plastic bags full of poop in the landfill? Maddie, what say you?
Ooh, good one. Okay, so we get this one a lot. Well, aren't the bags worse for the environment than the poop? The thing about landfills is that they are lined to prevent contamination from leaching out into the soil and into the groundwater. So should you ever feel like visiting Twin Chimneys Landfill down in the south part of Greenville County, they will show you the process. They will tell you all about the lined landfill. And it's let me just tell you that nothing's getting through that liner. So those bags, you know, they end up sitting in the landfill, and you can actually get decomposable bags, biodegradable pet waste bags. Or what I do is I just take the, you know, you go to the grocery store, take your grocery bag and use that for your dog poop. And then it's being repurposed. So at least it's given another life.
It's recycling.
Yay.
Yay, recycling.
Yeah, but it is worse for you to leave your poop on the ground to be washed away into the water than to put it in a plastic bag that goes into the landfill. Because let's be honest, you're probably going to use that bag for trash or something else, and it's going to end up in the landfill anyway. So, yes.
And, you know, if you were very concerned about that and you didn't want to use a plastic bag or any sort of bag, I guess you'd still need to use a bag, but the EPA actually suggests that you pick up your dog's poop and you flush it down your toilet because it gets processed with all the human waste when it goes to the water treatment plant.
Interesting.
But the question is, how do you get it from your yard or from wherever the dog has pooped to your toilet?
He's a pooper scooper.
You could. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't like getting too close to it, if that's your issue with picking it up, pooper scooper. You don't even have to come in contact with it. You have a long piece of plastic to separate you from the poo.
Or if you're really super offended by poop and it's in your own yard, you could contact a company and they can come and scoop your yard for you.
That's right. If you are really grossed out by it, but you like the principle of having clean water and doing your pet owner responsibility, you can pay a company. Lots of companies will come do this. They will come to your house and they will pick it up for you for a small monthly fee.
A small monthly fee, and it's worth it to keep our water clean.
It is. So I had another question from Brittany about pet waste and composting. She says she's heard of people composting pet waste. Is this a thing?
It's a thing.
Yes, it is.
But it's a specific thing, and for this specific thing, you have to have a pet waste composter.
That's right. This is not something that goes into your regular compost pile. They make special, separate pet waste digesters and pet waste composters. So only pet waste goes in there.
What makes them different?
They don't have anything else in them. They're only for pet waste. Pet waste has to reach a steady temperature of about 165 degrees or more to kill any unwanted residents and eliminate the risk of making humans and animals sick. Most traditional compost piles do not get that hot, 165 degrees Fahrenheit. So you're not going to kill everything that you need to kill in a regular compost pile. So with these pet waste composters, you put your waste in, you add this enzyme chemical that comes with them or that you can order, and that helps to heat it up to be hot enough to kill everything.
And they have one of these on display out at Greenville County Animal Care.
That's right. If you check out Animal Care on, what's the road they're on?
Furman Hall Road.
Furman Hall Road. Yep. They have one. They have a demonstration. And it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. And you can get them. I'm not sure if they have them at any of the local pet stores here, but I know that they do have them online at the big retailer online, Amazon.
Yes, they do. Cool.
And once again, when we're mentioning these people, they are not sponsors of our show. We would love for them to sponsor our show, but they're not. So Amazon, if you're listening, sponsor our show.
Hey,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to help you, our loyal listeners, to find the things that you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is true.
Right. So We also have questions, and this is not a specific question here. We did not get an email about this, but we have people stop us all the time, and they say, oh, I don't have to pick up after my dog. It's a natural fertilizer.
Well, it does fertilize. It does contain nutrients, as we talked about in the last segment. But in addition to nutrients, as we also have discussed, it contains 23 million bacteria per gram. That's E. coli bacteria per gram of pet waste, in addition to parvo bacteria, worms, viruses, all sorts of really, really gross things.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I do not care to eat tomatoes or lettuces or any sorts of fruits and vegetables that have dog poop on them.
No, no. And a dog's gut and diet, they're much more different than those of a manure-producing animal like a cow or a chicken, specifically because of those high levels of bacteria. But a dog has a very meat, very protein-based diet, and that produces a highly acidic waste, which means if you're using your dog poop as fertilizer, you're really just acidifying your plants, your grass, which means you're actually going to end up killing them, getting brown spots in your yard, things like that. It's probably not what you want when you're putting fertilizer on your yard. You probably want it to come out lush and green. Yeah. Dog poop is not the way to go.
No, please don't do that.
Yeah. But things like cow manure, well, cows eat grass. Cow manure starts out as vegetation, so it's less farther removed from vegetation. And so it's back on the vegetation.
Yeah, but you know, when you buy cow manure and you buy it at, say, one of your local home improvement stores as cow manure compost, it has actually been composted. So it's been set through that heat cycle to kill any bacteria or anything that might be in it. But the gut is just different. And as we said before, the cow manure, much better for your garden. But I still wouldn't spread straight cow manure on my garden. The one thing, you know what's interesting? You can spread it right on your garden. Bunny poop.
Oh.
Apparently bunny poop and chicken poop, very good for the garden, straight out of the animal.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I have neither bunnies nor chickens, but I will consider that.
I'd like to have bunnies and chickens.
Yeah. So cute. So people ask us a lot to, you know, they say, oh, well, I don't live near a storm drain. I don't live near a river. I live out in the country. Do I have to pick it up in my own yard? Or what if it's in the woods behind my house? Well, even if you don't live near a body of water, E. coli and other bacteria, they're picked up by that stormwater. And stormwater travels with gravity through the watershed. So even if you don't live near a river, gravity will still take the water and the pollutants in it into a river.
So, best bet, just pick up after your dog. Don't be a bad neighbor. And one of the things that many people do not know is our campaign, There Is No Poop Fairy, because there isn't a magical poop fairy that will gather your pet waste behind you. So you should grab it, bag it, toss it. And if you have people in your neighborhood, perhaps, that are not aware of this, we have yard signs that we can give, Greenville County residents. And guess what? They're free.
Yay. So if you need a nice friendly pink reminder of a yard sign to just let your neighbors know, hey, it's not cool for you or a dog to poop in my yard, we have those for you. So you can email us at connect@saturdaysplash.com.
And we also have rack cards that we can give out. Say, for instance, you have a homeowners association. And for instance, many people in your homeowners association maybe don't pick up after their dog. We can help you with that. We can come out to your association and teach people. Now, you already know, of course, about the dangers of pet waste because you've been faithfully listening to this show on a Saturday morning. But if you don't, or if the people around you don't know, we'd be happy to come out and give a presentation on it, or we can send you literature to hand out. Just don't put our literature in the mailbox unless you're sending it via U.S. mail, because we can get in trouble for that.
But so you can put it on the doorstep.
You can put it on their doorstep. You can put a yard sign in your yard. We can talk to you about pet waste stations for your neighborhood.
Yeah. So kind of an aside related, but we do homeowner presentations, neighborhood presentations, any kind of civic group, school group. So if you'd like us to come out and talk about dog poop or any other kind of pollutant or watershed related topic, email us connect@saturdaysplash.com.
Stop by our booth here. We haven't yet given away our third t-shirt.
We are at the Mutt Strut. I have some dog numbers, some fun slash gross facts that I was researching for this show.
We love fun slash gross facts.
The ASPCA estimates that there are between 70 and 80 million dogs living in the USA. That's about 37% to 40% of households owning at least one dog.
What's with the dog people? What about cat people?
They stay inside. Hopefully they stay inside. Cats, terrible for the environment. We'll talk about that in a later show.
But one thing that we should say, we're talking about pet waste and we're talking about dog poop specifically. Cat poop, though, just as bad. So if your cat goes outside, shouldn't be going outside.
We're just going to assume that all cats are indoor cats. We'll get into that in another episode, but if your cat's outside, you may want to reconsider that. Did you know that it's estimated that dogs in Greenville County produce over 57,000 pounds of waste each year or each day and 15,000 tons annually?
Oh, how delightful.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
Yeah. There are also services that will. So like, let's say you live in an apartment complex and you have a bunch of people and they all have dogs and they're all letting them go and they're not doing anything about it. You can have your apartment complex sign up for programs that do doggy DNA testing.
DNA?
So they take a swab of the poo and they catalog your dog based on its DNA.
All right.
And if your apartment manager comes out and there's some poo on the ground, they can test it and they can see whose dog it came from. And you can be fined or however the apartment wants to deal with it.
We actually had somebody come and talk to us about this, and it's fascinating because they said that once an apartment complex instituted this plan, every dog in the complex was tested, and their pet waste problem went down like 80% overnight.
Yeah, no one wants to be that person.
Or get fined.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
So hopefully we have helped you understand why pet waste is so bad for the environment, bad for the water, and just all around, just don't leave it on the ground.
And we're here at Greenville Tech. We'll be here all morning at the Mutt Strut, so make sure you come out and see us.
You're tuned into the Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.